High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Medical Supplies, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present today's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board.
Good hustle underneath the basket, up for two.
Tonight's game is between the Upper Darby Royals and the Haverford Fords. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
And this Wednesday night, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer live from Haverford High School, home of the Fords, two of the oldest high schools in the state of Pennsylvania, Central League, longtime rivals going at it, Haverford and Upper Darby. Mike, it should be a good game. Both teams, though, wins and losses, they've struggled this year, and both are very young.
Yeah, you know, Haverford's at a 4-12 record, but the one of the teams they beat was Upper Darby this year. So Upper Darby's coming back for some revenge. Haverford obviously wants to make it a shutout in the league. Both teams are in the Central League. Both will be looking to maybe get a shot to play during the round robin they have for the Central League Championship, see what happens with that. That's usually a seeded affair. And we're all kind of sitting here kind of prepping for snow. If you're not from the area, they're talking about a pretty good-sized blizzard, up to 2 feet, they're
saying.
Not tonight. Oh, my God. We wouldn't be here.
Now, we want more people. If you're get out here.
We're not snowing now. Yeah, fine now.
I'm surprised such a small crowd.
Well, I think that's part of it. I think people are just kind of mentally batting down the hatches.
The rivals, though.
They're all in the grocery store.
Football game they get for Thanksgiving, 5,000 people.
Yep.
So both teams have really, really good athletes. Both, again, very, very young. Haverford, we mentioned, 4-12, fifth-year head coach Keith Heinrichs. He is a 1993 grad of Marple Newtown, and he went to Shippensburg University. Before he got here at Haverford, 11 years, head boys basketball coach at Ridley. I don't know if you knew that, Mike.
No, I didn't.
Central League Coach of the Year 3 times, and the Central League champs Ridley was in 04, 05, and 2008, 5 20-win seasons, Keith Heinrichs. As for Upper Darby, my buddy from where I spent the last 13 and a half years, 13 and a quarter, up in Mifflin County, PA, Lewistown. Bob is from there, but he's been down here for 30 years, graduated from old Chief Logan High School back in 1982, back in the day. And this is overall his 24th season as a head coach, and he's been here at Upper Darby for 2 decades, the Royals and the Fords, not to be mistaken for Haverford School of the Interact League,
right
down the street. They are also...
Which is a private school.
Yeah, the Fords. We're at the Stephen Younger Gymnasium, and he was a legendary boys basketball coach here at Haverford. State Final Four back in 1950. They won the state championship in 1958 over Altoona. And in 1970, they were state runner-ups. Unbelievable, with some great ball players. And that's who the gym is named after. And they did this in 2005. And they produced some really good ball players in football. Randy Grossman graduated from Haverford, won 4 Super Bowls with the Steelers. And Steve Joachim had a tremendous career here. As for Upper Darby, Jack Ramsey.
Well, Upper Darby is the biggest school in the area, a student population of over 3,000 students. Now, when you compare that to other schools around here, I mean, it is so far and ahead. Generally, schools, if they're considered a large school, have 1,500, 1,700 kids. So they got 3,000. That's a big school for a suburban school. A lot of kids going there. And that does breed some talent. I mean, the concept is the more kids you get, the better your chances.
But they have had... Overall, they've had some struggle. They're very well. Haverford and Upper Darby have a lot of good sports teams. That's what I've noticed. And they have, of course, multi-sport athletes which we push here. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer. It's Haverford taking on Upper Darby in boys basketball tonight. It's a Wednesday night. We'll be back with you on Tuesday. Lower Merion and Greg Downer taking on Dave McFadden, who also played his ball here under Coach Miller at Upper Darby. So that'll be Strathaven and Lower Merion next Tuesday. I saw Lower Merion the other day lose to Abingdon Heights from the Scranton area. So that was really good.
Haven's on a roll, so it should be an interesting game next week.
Big game tonight, Strathaven and Penn Crest.
Yes.
Let's take a break. It is the pregame show. Boys basketball. Haverford is taking on Upper Darby on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to the Younger Gymnasium. I'm Dave Berman, joined by Mike Mayer. Third year that you guys have been doing this, my first year with you, DelcoHoops.com. I check it out every morning, try to help you out with some of the scores of Delco teams outside the area. DelcoHoops.com. It's absolutely awesome. Look at the banners here at Haverford Field Hockey State Championships. He talked about the basketball in 1958. Just a well-rounded, old-school, and just like Upper Darby, a great athletes year in and year out. Upper Darby's produced some great singers also, and actress Tina Fey.
Well, Upper Darby has an outstanding performing arts department, probably the finest in possibly all of Philadelphia.
Jim Croce.
Minor singer.
Yes. And look at Todd Rundgren, one of the greatest of all time. Classic rock. And Jeff Labard. And Jeff Labard was guitar for Cinderella, which is a classic rock group. So all kinds of the celebrities in the house here. It's all over Delaware County, and it's like a coaching fraternity here also. Not only in college, but at the high school level.
Oh, yeah. Our coaches don't generally leave. They just stay here and complete their careers here. They don't move around a whole lot. Generally, when you hear about a coach leaving, it's because he's stopping coaching. He's not going to move on to another school.
Well, we've had a couple. Jack Ramsey is one. Went to St. Joe's and Portland Trail Blazers. Beat the Sixers in the NBA Finals in 1977. How can I forget? Bo Ryan from Chester. Coached at Sun Valley for a year, and then legendary, just retired, men's basketball coach at Wisconsin, just to name two.
Right.
And we can go, unbelievable referees. Joey Crawford.
Right, right. Well, you know, we're a major contributing factor, and one of the reasons we had looked to do, after doing Strathaven football for several years, we wanted to do basketball because we felt there was definitely an audience for it. But we also thought that Delaware County basketball was some of the best high school basketball in the state, and that was attested to the fact that I think when we started this thing 3 years ago, the previous 10 years, 9 times a Delaware County team had either won the state championship or had been in the state championship. So, you know, and we're a relatively small county here, so it's not exactly bazillions of people, but we do go and have some great sports programs, we like talking about Delaware County. It's our hometown, overall, I mean, if we were located in the middle of the state, high school sports is a great thing to go and watch. And, of course, if you're listening to this, you're probably a fan anyway, so we're preaching to the choir. But I spent a lot of time trying to tell people, you know, it's go and watch. I mean, a lot of it's free. You know, certainly if you want junior varsity, freshman, that's all free stuff. But most of it is, you know, it's $5 to get in. I mean, it's a couple hours of entertainment, so it's worth it. It's convenient. The parking is free. The food is much less expensive than in a professional stadium, and you're right on top of the action all the time. So,
pretty cool. We have a band in the house here tonight, the Haverford Fords Band, smaller than obviously the football band.
Oh, yeah.
Making some noise here. It's awesome.
Yeah. Gives you a little live music, which people don't hear very often. So we got a couple minutes for the game before we start with the lineups and everything else. So you want to take a quick break?
Yes.
We'll come back. So you are listening to high school football right here on
basketball too. We could talk some football.
See,
also. One of the best
I do that.
One of the best players for Haverford is a football stud, so we'll talk about him a little bit later on. On DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back here at the Younger Gymnasium in Haverford, boys hoops, Upper Darby coming in with a mark of 6-9 under Bobby Miller, the Mifflin County native. Haverford, the Fords under Keith Heinrich, and Keith has been here for 5 years as they're announcing the starting lineups here for Upper Darby first. And the referees tonight, Bill Chaparral, my buddy Mike Bacon, and Harry Edwards. Three of the best, Chaparral, Edwards, and Bacon. As we get ready for Haverford again, they are 4-12 on the year. Upper Darby, 6-9. But you know it's going to be one heck of a battle here tonight. Upper Darby, and they're called the Royals, in the royal blue and yellow. Haverford, the Fords, in the white and the red trim. So Mike, we'll take another break, get back with the opening tip. It's Haverford and Upper Darby. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcast our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
There you go, some great school spirit. The Haverford High School marching band at inside this old gym, the younger gym for high school basketball. Haverford and Upper Darby starting lineups. First of all, for the Royals, number 5, Jawan May Crattle. He is a senior. Number 10, Raquan West, sophomore. Listen how young Upper Darby is, 12. Troy Butler, sophomore. 22, Jason Graham. He is a senior, and number 23 is a sophomore, Anthony McFall. For Haverford, Connor Guilfoyle, he is a senior, wears number 5. Number 10 is Matt Corbett, he's a junior. Number 21, Jack Donaghy, tremendous quarterback for the Haverford football squad. He is a senior. Number 32 is Jamie Gillen, a senior, and Pat Corbett is a senior, number 33. So here we go. Upper Darby is going to be moving right to left. And Haverford left to right. So again, Coach Heinrichs, year number 5, 2 decades for Bob Miller at Upper Darby. And the opening tip is controlled by Upper Darby in their visiting uniforms. This is Butler. Man-to-man defense by Haverford. Left wing, West. And the ball is knocked out of bounds. He lost it. It was last touch, I do believe, by Haverford. We're again catty corner to describe where we are, Mike.
We're catty corner on the court, and the action is taken away all the way at the other end of the court. But our eyes are good, and the light is good. So that's encouraging.
Longtime rivals in the Central League, which also includes Conestoga, Garnet Valley, Harrington, Lower Merion, Marple, Newtown, Pencrest, Radnor. Jumper from the top of the key is no good. Fired up by McFall, and the rebound is taken by the Fords. Left wing corner, Donaghy, the ball taken back now. It's McFall going to try. I thought he was going to try to take it to the wrap. He loses the ball, stolen away. Back to the Fords, 7:18 to go, just underway. Boys basketball, nothing-nothing. Haverford and Upper Darby from the younger gymnasium. Both teams in a man-to-man. It's a little bit looser man-to-man for Upper Darby. Underneath the basket, getting it out, top of the key. They move the ball very well. In the block to Donaghy, getting it out, right wing to Corbett. That's Pat Corbett. Into the lane to Gillen, off the glass for two. Jamie Gillen. And they do have a public address announcer. It's 2-0 Haverford, 6:40 to go. Quarter number one boys basketball here tonight on a very chilly Wednesday. Yes, and a lot of snow is coming. Upper Darby, right at the key. The jumper, yes. He bangs it home. Raekwon West, only a sophomore. We are tied at 2. Token pressure. That is Matt Corbett in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline to brother Pat. Pat at the left wing, right of the key. They pass the ball around. Left wing to Pat Corbett. Top of the key, Matt. Matt and Pat. Right of the key, Donaghy. Donaghy to Guilfoyle. Now left wing corner. Down low for Guilfoyle. Loses the ball, but picked up by Haverford. 2-2 game. 5:50 to go. Quarter number one. Guilfoyle underneath the basket. It's going to be a push foul called on Upper Darby. And that'll be on Jason Graham. And that'll be his, actually, it's Jason Graham Jr. First team's first. We're at Haverford High School, Delaware County. Rich boys basketball history back in the day in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s also. State runner-ups 1970 to Beaver Falls. Good ball movement, I'm telling you. You got to come to play in the in Delaware County, either Del Valle or Central League, because these kids play very, very well coached. Jumper from out high is no good, and the rebound to Upper Darby. Butler left side, left of the key. Still man-to-man defense. Butler top of the key. Butler looks to penetrate to the rack with a left hand up. No good. Rebound taken by the Fords, and that is Corbett. Corbett now gets it to Matt Corbett. Pat the Matt. This is Matt, left of the key. Good defense on him by May Crattle. Down low, going to the basket. Shot is blocked, but a foul. That's Pat Corbett. Will go to the line shooting two. Personal is on number 23 for the Royals. Anthony McFall, first, team's second. So Pat Corbett, the senior at the line, he'll be shooting two. 5:02 to go in quarter number one. He shoots it with the left hand. It's up. It is good. Nothing but net for Pat. Both these coaches, competitors, they've won a lot. Bobby Miller at Upper Darby and Keith Heinrichs here at Haverford. It's got to be frustrating to them, Mike, but they're playing again in a tough league, and, yep, and they're battling. In and out on the second rebound, Upper Darby. West gets it to Butler. Butler left of the key. Butler looking around, dribbling with both hands. Moves to the right, top of the key, and that is a little sloppy there, but they get away with it, the Royals. Sophomore West with the ball, top of the key. West, right of the key now. The jumper is up, back of the rim, no good by McFall. Rebound is taken by Matt Corbett. Down low, getting it out to Matt now. He looks to drive. Oh, wide open, right of the key for three. Back of the rim, no good. Gillen, and here's Upper Darby with yet another rebound. They trail 3-2. Haverford 3, Royals 2, 4:15 in a very quick moving first quarter, keeping those fouls at a minimum. And we have a travel called by referee Bacon on the left side. You can tell Upper Darby really, really young.
Oh, yeah. You know, actually, both teams are a lot of ball movement for Haverford. They really want to get inside the key to make the shots. They don't want to take them from outside the key. And Royals are not allowing them in. But a lot of ball movement there, and the Royals, on being the youth that they are just not handling the ball as cleanly as they should be.
Left wing corner, that is Donaghy. Donaghy gets it back from the outside on the back door, lays it up and in. Good pass.
Good pass. That was a blown coverage, essentially.
Yeah.
He was left wide open.
Nice pass by Pat Corbett and Donaghy for two. Nice ball player. Football, he's going to go to college and play football as Jack. 5-2 Haverford. Now driving to the basket, loses control of the ball. That's West. He picks it back up. Pass underneath, knocked away. In and out of the hands of Jason Graham. And here comes Haverford with the ball again. Matt Corbett. Left side, Pat Corbett. They're way out high. This is Pat to Matt. Gillen, cross-court pass. Very, very patient. 5-2 is the score. Right side, Gillen. Guilfoyle throws the ball away. And it's taken, and he was ready to go all the way to the rack, but he was fouled out high. Troy Butler of Upper Darby. So first foul. Let's see who they... Personal is on. Not sure who they called that on.
I think it was 33. Corbett.
Okay, that'll be number one on Pat. First team foul on Haverford. 2:57 to go. We are in quarter number one. Both teams again struggling, wins and loss wise. 6-9 Upper Darby, and Haverford 4-12. But they look like they're obviously well coached teams. And when you got youth out there, it makes it even tougher for the coaches. But Upper Darby again, only down by three. Good defense here by really both teams. Spinning to the basketball, knocked away. Nice move there by the sophomore, Butler. And Coach Miller told me he had a couple of other kids that, you know, just he could have here, but things didn't work out. Upper Darby with the ball, stopping, popping. McFall misses the shot. Rebound is taken by McMahon. Matt McMahon, a sophomore. Just into the game for Haverford. Corbett has it between the circles. How about the other night, Central League basketball? 30-27. Ridley with a win. Guilfoyle stops, pops, misses the shot for Haverford, and the rebound taken by Graham. Upper Darby trailing by three. Haverford 5, Royals 2. That's a lazy pass. They get away with it. McFall... Ooh. Misses the floater, dipsy-doo shot, and Anthony just missed that one, and the rebound to the Fords. Good ball movement. There's the sophomore. That is McMahon. Right of the key, Donaghy. Donaghy gets it back from Corbett. Cross-court pass, McMahon, and underneath the basket shot, blocked away. He's very long, is that Anthony McFall, sophomore for Upper Darby, and the Royals have the ball back. 1:20 to go. Going to the basket. Shot is blocked and goes out of bounds. A clean block. Coach Miller wants a foul right there. He's been in this area for 30 years. And Upper Darby, Strathaven, Springfield, Ridley, Radnor, Pencrest, Marple Newtown, Lower Merion, Harrington, Garnet Valley, Conestoga in the Central League. Conestoga almost beat one of the top teams in the state last week and losing to Reading in overtime. Shows you how tough the ball is here, not only in the, you know, Central League, but Del Valle. Down low in the lane, I think too many steps. And he's a senior, Jason Graham. So buck five to go here in the first quarter. Team fouls, two on Upper Darby, just one on Haverford.
And the score's only 5-2. I mean, there obviously have not been a whole lot of shots, and those that have not been going in.
Yeah, well, good ball movement. Guilfoyle, right side to 34, Jack Farnell coming into the game, and the jumper from the right side is good by number 34, Jack Farnell. He's a junior, and Haverford now has a 7-2 lead. Timeout call by Bob Miller. And Upper Darby, 37.4 seconds go in the first quarter. Boys basketball. We'll take a break here, Mike.
Okay.
It's 7-2
Haverford over Upper Darby, DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
30 seconds to go here. Upper Darby with the ball. We're in the first quarter. 7-2. Haverford. Jumper from the left side. No good. Offensive rebound by the young man, Nazir Gordon. Another sophomore. Ball knocked away. Taken by Haverford. The last basket by the Fords, by the way, was number 34, a junior, Jack Farrell. So let's give Jack the credit right there. 7-2. Haverford by 5. 5 seconds to go. Quarter number 1. Weaving the ball around very well. Out to McMahon and couldn't get a shot off. So after one quarter of play, it's a defensive struggle. It's 7-2 in favor of Haverford over Upper Darby. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer on DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back at the Younger Gymnasium and home of the Ford, 7-2 is the score. Haverford over Upper Darby, boys basketball. Not much scoring, just 2 points for the Royals, both by Raquan West, a sophomore. For Haverford, 7 points, 2 for Donaghy, 2 for Jamie Gillen, 1 for Pat Corbett, and 2 for number 34, Jack Farrell. And Haverford will have the ball to begin number 2, quarter number 2. And again, they weave the ball very, very well. McMahon, top of the key, is Guilfoyle now at the foul line. Connor out to McMahon at the left wing. Left of the key to Gillen, to McMahon for three. It's short, and the rebound by McFall, Anthony McFall, for Upper Darby. 7-2 is the score. Haverford, tough, tough defense, both squads. Top of the key, looking right at the key now, driving is, that is Graham, left wing corner. A little bit better ball movement for Upper Darby. Is checking into the game is number 11. We'll get him in a second here. Shot underneath is no good. Another sophomore, Jalen Trent, number 11, into the game for Upper Darby. And Haverford gets the ball back. Even though it's only a five-point game, it's like a big 5 points, Mike, because there's hardly any scoring.
Right. There's not a lot of shots getting off.
And McMahon out high. They weave the ball around. It's stolen away. Picked his pocket. Here comes Gordon back. Now into the game is Khalil Henry. The short shot is good by a senior, number 15 for Upper Darby, Khalil Henry. 7-4. There's the trap, the 1-2-2 trap. Haverford looks like they're going to beat it. Across the timeline they go. Well coached, both teams valuing every possession. Jumper Guilfoyle around the rim. No good by Connor, and the rebound to the Royals. Back comes Trent, the sophomore. Trent to the near side. Left block, floating shot, no good, put up by McFall. He's a very live-wire athlete in there. And a lot of these sophomores getting experience. So the rebound taken by Haverford following that miss. McMahon, left side to Farrell. Farrell, McMahon between the circles. Donaghy, good ball movement. It is Guilfoyle out to McMahon for three. Back of the rim, no good. And the sophomore misses the shot. Out of bounds, far side. It'll be taken in by Upper Darby. West back into the game for the Royals. Okay, he's a hard worker, number 23 also. Anthony McFall, sophomore for Upper Darby. 5:40 to go here in quarter number two. Boys basketball, Haverford 7 and Upper Darby 4. The Royals. West, top of the key, guarded by Corbett. Matt Corbett guards him. West, right wing corner. Nice pass. Jumper for three is good. Three ball by Jason Dunn the second. He is another sophomore out there. So Coach Miller playing a lot of kids for the Royals, and we are tied at 7 with 5:05 to go in the second quarter. They're picking up the pressure. Very athletic is Upper Darby. Haverford very well schooled. Top of the key, Matt Corbett. Left side, Pat Corbett. Top of the key to Matt. To Pat. Thought about the three, held up. And a good give and go. The layup is good. Good pass by Farrell. And the bucket is by Donaghy. Four for Jack Donaghy, a football stud. We'll talk about him more a little bit later on. 9-7 Haverford. Wide open again. Three ball right side. Too strong by West. Weak side rebound. Flying up the court is Donaghy, and he is fouled. Let's see who this personal is going to be on. They call it on
3-0.
30 for the Royals. Dunn, his first, team's third. Haverford just one foul here in the first half. A combined four between the two squads here at the Younger Gymnasium.
Yeah, nobody's really moving aggressively to the basket, which I think is keeping the foul count down.
4:14 to go. And Haverford being very, very patient. Three ball from the left wing, rims out. That was no good. Put up by Pat Corbett, and the rebound to McFall for Upper Darby. West, top of the key. McFall, right of the key. McFall looks to drive, spins, floater, no but a foul. Personal is going to be on Jamie Gillen. That's going to be his first team foul, number two. 3:51 to go in before halftime, actually. And sophomore Anthony McFall at the line. And he makes the first. McFall, his first point of the evening. Guilfoyle back into the game for Haverford, and taking a seat is Jack Farrell. 9-8 Fords. Royals can tie it here. Free throw up and good. Nice touch by McFall. So Upper Darby, if they're thinking about making the District 1 Quad A tournament, a lot of good teams. You got to be around the 500 mark. They're 6-9 right now. Going to be very, I think Haverford, they probably have to win them all the rest of the way. 9-9 game. Pressure out high. Donaghy, very, very smart. You can tell he's a quarterback on that football team. Guilfoyle, left wing corner. Pass underneath is deflected out of bounds. Last touch, I think it's off Upper Darby, if I'm not mistaken. And it is. Coming in for Haverford, he looks like a football player, is Mac Tillman. And a 30-second timeout called, I believe, by Haverford. We'll take a break here. 3:27 to go in quarter number two. We're tied at 9. Haverford and Upper Darby, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is
Welcome back to the Younger Gymnasium. J-U-E-N-G-E-R, named after the late great coach of Haverford High School boys basketball for many, 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 many years, going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s. Of course, the J is silent, you would call that. Younger. Ball kicked into the backcourt. 3:21 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 9. And I don't mind low-scoring games as long as they're played well.
Well, this is being played well. Very few penalties, but very few shots on basket. That's the interesting thing. They seem to be, at least Haverford, very content to pass it around and try to get that opening.
All right, top of the key. Pass. Guilfoyle has it left side. Getting it now to Corbett. Corbett, the Guilfoyle, left wing corner. Top of the key now to, that's Matt Corbett. Matt, the younger brother of Pat. Pat has the ball right now, left of the key. Upper Darby picking up the pressure. 2:51 to go. Back door for Guilfoyle. His shot is up and partially blocked. Off the rim and the rebound to the Royals of Upper Darby, right to left. Haverford left to right. That's a long three, and he drains it. Upper Darby. Jawan May Craddle. 2 3 balls in this quarter for the Royals. They lead it 12-9 over Haverford.
First lead of the game for them.
Haverford. This is Corbett to brother Matt Corbett. Down low is Tillman. Getting it out now is, I see that was Guilfoyle. Now driving to the basket, Donaghy to Tillman. Shot blocked, but a foul. Well, I tell you, that number 23 is an athlete. Well, Upper Darby's got a bunch of them, but he's very, very active. It's on Anthony McFall. I have him for 2. Team foul number 4 on the Royals here in the first half. So at the line is Mac Tillman. And he shoots it with the left hand. Up and good for Mac. 12-10, Upper Darby. Substitution into the game for the Royals. Another sophomore, Troy Butler, who actually started the game. Using a lot of kids. Coach Bobby Miller, second free throw, no good. Rebound by West. West across the timeline, Butler back to West. West looking, looks to penetrate, gets it out high now. Good ball moving by the Royals. May Craddle, left of the key. 1:53 to go, quarter number 2. And that's going to be a push foul. Driving to the basket was Butler, and the personal is on Corbett, Pat Corbett. I have him for 2. 3 team fouls. Quick first half. The way we like it, Mike.
Yes.
Referees letting the kids play. 1:45 to go. Quarter number 2. 12-10. Upper Darby. They weave the ball around. West has it. Looks to drive up. No, but a foul. Skims the rim. And going to the line is going to be sophomore Raquan West. Personal is on number 24, Tillman. That's his first. Each squad now, 4 fouls here in the first half. 1:38 to go, second quarter. Free throw up, back of the rim, no good. Back into the game for Haverford is Matt Corbett. Yeah, we're talking about Haverford. And number 21, Jack Donaghy, senior. Obviously, unbelievable player in football. I want to talk more about him at halftime. He was the mainline boys athlete of the week back in December. Second free throw is no good. And the rebound taken by the Fords. Donaghy with the ball right now. He'll be playing college football somewhere, either D3, D2, some lower D1 schools are looking at him. He's a very smart basketball player. Right at the key, Matt Corbett. Matt gets by 2 defenders. Tillman for 3, misses it. Had a good look, he did Mac. Rebound is taken by, once again, 23, McFall, Upper Darby back. Jumper, 15-footer right side, around the rim and in for Raquan West. I mean, not a horrible crowd, not bad. I mean,
no, it's a cold midweek, waiting for snow, so.
14-10, Upper Darby, pass underneath the basket. He gets it and scores. Dipsy Doo, reverse layup by number 32, Jamie Gillen. He's a senior on a good pass right there. So 38 seconds ago, quarter number 2, Upper Darby with the ball and a 2-point lead. They have a man open. He thought about the 3, then he goes to the top of the key.
Boom.
Top of the key, and he fires the 3 ball, and he drains it. Jawan May Craddle, 2 threes in this quarter.
All right, now we're getting hot.
There we go. 16 seconds to go, quarter number two, 17-12, Upper Darby over Haverford. Guilfoyle in the paint, and I think that's going to be a travel. It is on Connor. Substitutions in the game for the Royals. Number 22, Jason Graham, and number 11, Jalen Trent. 7.6 seconds to go. Second quarter. Upper Darby going for the final shot. They come back with Butler and a good foul right there. It's a good foul due to the the only problem is it's number two on Gillen, but no shooting yet. So only 9 fouls combined in this first half, both teams. 4.4 seconds to go. Inbounding the ball, far side. May Craddle, he gets the ball back. Better hurry up. And that's way out there. Back of the rim, he almost made it.
Yeah, it was close.
All right, defensive struggle. We are headed to halftime, and your score. Typical Central League battle. It's Upper Darby 17 and Haverford 12. Dave Berman and Mike Mayer, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Halftime. Your score is Upper Darby 17, Haverford 12. Good game despite lack of scoring. Good defense. Teams are playing hard. Upper Darby again. They have, they played 15 games so far, 7 to go, including tonight, 6-9. So they got to win out of 7, Mike. They probably got to win 5 of the last 7 to make the postseason. Haverford going to be tough. They're 4-12, and they only have 6 games to go. But Keith Hendricks is a great coach, and Upper Darby Bob Miller the same. Scoring totals, first of all, for the visiting Upper Darby Royals. 6 points, 2 big 3 balls in the second quarter by Jawan May Craddle. He's a senior. 4 points for sophomore Raquan West. 2 for Khalil Henry. He's a senior. 2 free throws by Anthony McFall. But he's a tough sophomore on those boards. He hits it hard, very long and lean. And Jason Dunn, the second sophomore, with a big 3 ball. Also in that second quarter against Upper Darby, a total of 17. Haverford, total of just 12 points. They actually led after the first quarter, 7-2. 4 points for Jack Donaghy. He's a senior. 1 point for Mac Tillman. 4 points for Jamie Gillen. He's a senior. One for Pat Corbett, a senior, and 2 points for junior Jack Farrell off the bench. So there you have it, 17-12, Upper Darby over Haverford.
Yeah, you know, Haverford, it's interesting to watch them play. You understand why they tend to have low-scoring games. They really don't want to drive to the basket unless they get within what looks like 6 feet, into the key almost. Otherwise, they're content to pass that ball around on the outside and try to break that defense. And I'm just not too sure how effective that is relative to as opposed to driving to a key and trying to break open some defenders and move them around. I think quick ball handling on outside the key can work as long as one person knows that on that second pass or whatever it's going to be, he's going to drive to the basket no matter what's in front of him. Because otherwise it just becomes this game of passing it around. Now, Haverford led for most of the first half and then gave up the lead with a couple of good three-pointers from Upper Darby. So it's going to be interesting to see if they change their philosophy at all. But I was watching the JV game earlier, and that's also their philosophy for Haverford. They like to pass the ball around and try to find that opening and press that opening. Well, when you're up by 6 or 10 points, you can get away with it. But if, you know, the clock is not your friend, and high school basketball is only 8 minute quarters, so there's not a whole lot of time. And it, one of the reasons it moves so quickly, we started this game just at 7:30. It's 8:03. We played all half of basketball. So, you know, they just haven't had that many, you know, certainly not many fouls, but not a whole lot of stop action period, because they're spending so much time passing the ball and then running up and down.
Yeah, 30-27, Ridley a winner the other night. So, and they're like a very athletic running gun team, but they were held to 30 points. So Central League basketball, a little bit more controlled. The Del Valle is more athletic.
Right. Well, it depends on the teams, too. If you know, the key, of course, is how your shooter's looking and how are you aggressively driving to the basket, trying to get those shots up. One of the problems that Upper Darby's been having is they have driven to the basket. They haven't been able to sink the shots in. Haverford just hasn't been that aggressive to get into the key and take the shots. They're beginning to get a little bit more from the outside, but they're missing, which is, of course, the reason they don't want to do that.
Right.
But I don't know if they're going to be able to drive into the key that aggressively. Neither one of these teams have any great size to them or great strength, with the exception of who are we looking at? Corbett's a pretty good-sized kid. Not tall, but he's football
Tillman
player.
Tillman, who came into the game.
And Tillman looks like he could pull you over, so... I'd like to see him make a little more drive to the basket. I think he can get away with it. But I guess we want to talk a little bit about next week, because that should be a real good game. Now, we're winding down. We got next week's game, and I think we have a game after that, which is undecided yet. But that's the end of the season. And then we also have been asked to do the Central League Championship game for both boys and girls, and we're still waiting for a time and a place for that. Hopefully they'll make those decisions very shortly so we can kind of schedule it out. And... then, of course, we'll look to the PIAA playoff system to see District 1, and then we'll continue to follow teams as long as there are teams in Delaware County and our money holds out. So we'll see how that goes.
I think we're going to be okay on that.
We'll see.
I think.
We'll see.
You never know, but I, you know.
Yeah, can't make any promises.
My former job up in Lewistown, Mifflin County, I did part-time marketing sales. So I know what it's kind of. I'm not doing that now.
Right, I understand. Yeah. Well, it's just. The PIA does get their broadcast rights, and while they're not usually excessive, we can't generally charge any more from our sponsors. They've kind of bellied up to the bar this year, so we'll have to make it work within the system. We'll just see how it goes. If we have just a couple of games, shouldn't be an issue. If we have some long runs, we'll have to see what we can do to beg. But in the meantime, let's go to a commercial break real quick, and then we'll come back and look for the second half.
All right, your halftime score, boys basketball here at Haverford. It's Upper Darby 17, the Fords 12. DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball.
high school basketball, and your company. A great combination. Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, urological catheters when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
All right, we are back moments away from the third quarter, 17-12 Upper Darby. Very impressed with Haverford High School guard Jack Donaghy. Jack, you remember the game Thanksgiving Day against Haverford when it was 49-42. He fired five touchdown passes. They tell me he is a great kid and set a Haverford record. He in 33 touchdown passes, 3,200 almost 3,300 yards passing, 21 yards shy of setting the Delaware County single-season record in football. So colleges are all over him, D3, D2, and lower Division I. We are ready for quarter number three, and there is a steal on an awry pass. Back comes Haverford right to left. Just the opposite, Upper Darby. We'll see what kind of adjustments both coaches made at halftime. There, hey Mike, you were talking about that penetrate and dish, but the three ball is no good. Guilfoyle, the rebound, and they weave the ball around again. Donaghy between the circles to Matt Corbett. Looks to drive, stops, fires off the glass for two.
That was a nice play. He drove, didn't have to drive hard, made a nice jump shot.
Matt Corbett, his first two of the evening. As we're in the third quarter here, it is 17-14. Upper Darby by three. It was 7-2. Haverford after one. Right wing, May Crattle. Right side, jumper, pass is no good. Actually, the shot is no good on following the pass by McFaulin. Here comes Haverford back in. Donaghy, just talking about him. Good floor leader. Left block to Guilfoyle. Gets it out. Thought about the three. Holding up is Corbett. That's Pat Corbett. Guilfoyle, right wing corner. Three ball, too strong. Weak side rebound, Upper Darby. Juwan May Crattle. They're picking up the pace here a little bit, Mike.
Yep.
And driving to the basket from the right side is number 10 for the Royals, Raquan West. He is fouled. That's number three on Pat Corbett.
I was going to say, how many numbers does Corbett have? Because I thought that was three.
First team foul in the second half. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Upper Darby with the ball and a three-point bulge, and that's going to be a backcourt violation. And that is Crattle who made that mistake, May Crattle, and he really shouldn't have done that. He should know better. He's a senior. But they're kids. I mean,
well,
they're still kids.
It bounced off somebody's foot, so I don't know what exactly happened. There were two players very close together, which should not have happened.
Turnover back to Haverford. The Fords. Corbett's going to stay into the game with three fouls. Left of the key, Matt Corbett. Two brother Pat. Back to Matt. At the foul line. Left side. Double team. Looking to his brother Pat. He's in the right wing corner now. Then back to, this is Matt. Matt in the lane. Corbett looking. Better get out of that lane. Donaghy, right wing corner. Donaghy, cross court pass to Matt Corbett. Left wing corner to, they're weaving the ball around very well. Gillen to Corbett. Guilfoyle, here's a three ball top of the key. Short by Matt Corbett. Rebound is taken by Upper Darby. 5:45 to go, quarter number three. Here come the Royals. Leading by three. Their record this year, 6-9. Haverford, 4-12. Wide open, left wing corner, three ball, up, back of the rim, no good by West. May Crattle, rebound Haverford, Donaghy coming back. Donaghy stops, pops, boom! Jack Donaghy, 6 points for him. The lead is down to 1-17-16. In favor of Upper Darby, right wing Butler looks to penetrate. Left side, five-footer, too strong by Graham. Rebound, Donaghy. Donaghy coming back. Donaghy, top of the key, fires it up again. Good for two. He's on fire now. 8 points for Jack. We were just talking about him. What a heck of a football player he was for Haverford High. And 18-17. So there's been some adjustments being made, as you would expect, in an offensive off the ball foul on Upper Darby. It's on number 5, May Craddle. First, team's first. 4:46 to go. Quarter number 3. So Upper Darby scoreless here, almost midway through the third quarter. And Haverford with a 6-0 run. Guilfoyle across the timeline. Connor looking. Pass to Donaghy. Right side. Penetrates. No, but a foul. They're going to call two-shot foul here. And Donaghy kind of taking over this game right here.
Well, obviously the coach said some of these guys, they're passing the ball around a lot, but nobody's shooting. Well, I don't think you get points for passing the ball around.
Too tentative. We're at Haverford High School, the younger gymnasium. There are the Fords, which I presume is a car. And the free throw is good by Donaghy. Doing Strathaven football, did you ever find out what a Ford is?
I mean, because they've had vehicles here. I think it was the Haverford Fords because it was the last part of the name, but I don't know.
Haverford School from the Interact.
And this is younger gymnasium, not to be confused with the older gymnasium. There we go.
Two free throws by Donaghy. Yes, 6 in the quarter, 10 for the game. 20-17 now. Jumper is no good, out high. That was put up by Upper Darby's Khalil Henry, rebound. One and done here, too.
Yep.
Upper Darby.
Well, none of the guys in Upper Darby are fouling their shots into the board, which is a mistake, and that's something their coach needs to say something.
Haverford playing very, very well. They beat Upper Darby in their earlier meeting on the Royals' home court. Top of the key, Matt Corbett. Down low, Guilfoyle getting it out. Three ball left side is going to be short by Gillen, and there he is again. McFall, the rebound. Upper Darby scoreless here in quarter number 3. They trail now 20-17. Good spin move to the basket. Lay it up and in. That was nice. Troy Butler. You know he's going to be, he's only a 10th grader.
Yep. He perfects that move, he's going to be on fire.
20-19. Haverford by 1. Guilfoyle. Corbett. They weave the ball around. Corbett to Donaghy. Right block. Foul line. Tremendous movement. They got to make shots, though. They miss it that time again by Gillen. Rebound Upper Darby. They've had their looks here.
Yep.
The Fords. Here he comes again, and they have a man wide open left of the key for 3. In and out by Henry. Khalil just missed it. 3 coming up on 3 minutes to go. Quarter number 3. 20-19 is the score. Haverford by 1. Jamie Gillen. They weave the ball around again. Donaghy, Gillen, going to the basket. Guilfoyle stops. Pyre. Oh, he missed a short shot. Did Connor and the rebound. Upper Darby, they come in. A lot of good boxing out by both teams, I'll call it, because both squads are having trouble getting second chance opportunities.
But McFall is leading for Upper Darby with 5 rebounds.
There he is. Lay it up and in from the left side.
Talk about these guys more often. They do stuff.
You're correct. McFall has 4 points. 21-20 is the score. Upper Darby now by 1 point there in the zone, a 2-1-2. Top of the key, Corbett. Donaghy, right of the key. Top of the key, Corbett. Corbett gets it back. Corbett looking. Donaghy, right wing, foul line. Guilfoyle to Corbett. Corbett, left block to his brother, Pat. Now this is Matt. Looks to drive. Floater. Back of the rim, no good. Follows again. Missed a short shot. Rebound and a frustration foul there on the junior, Matt Corbett. Great ball movement. 2 golden opportunities. He could not get him to drop. And Upper Darby will get the ball back. This will be a huge road win for this young program for Coach Bobby Miller. Been in this area for 30 years, originally from Central PA. 1:50 to go, quarter number 3. Upper Darby now with the lead, 21-20. Left of the key, Butler. Top of the key, May Craddle. Now to Butler, looks to drive off balance. They're going to call a block foul. And it's going to be on Haverford. And it's on 12, Matt McMahon. So we have a McFall on Upper Darby. And for Haverford, a McMahon, his first. At the line, shooting two. With the right hand. Upper Darby's number 12 in and out is Troy Butler. Into the game now, number 25, Nazir Gordon, another sophomore. For the Royals, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer from Haverford High. And 1:36 to go, third quarter. Turnout, again, a very solid ball game. Not the greatest in scoring, but just very fundamental. Free throw up. He missed both. Two big misses by Upper Darby. And the weak side rebound, Jack Farrell for the Fords. Guilfoyle at the right block, top of the key. And down low. Good ball movement again. Guilfoyle loses the ball. Picked up by Upper Darby. Now a little run and gun. And they wisely slow it up. Cross court pass right in front of us. He's going to fire a three ball. No good. He had a wide open look. May Crattle. Knocked out of bounds. Good hustle there by Upper Darby's Butler. Last touch, though, by him. He'll come out and take a breather. Back into the game is a long athlete here. Jalen Trent, sophomore. So, obviously, over the offseason, they're going to have to hit the weights a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
The basketball players, because their football team's pretty big.
They're all 13 years old.
Yeah. 54 seconds to go, third quarter. Haverford down by one. Donaghy, left side, three ball up. He's got it. He's got it, Matt McMahon. McMahon is a sophomore. 23-21, two-point lead here. Haverford, 38 seconds to go. Moving clock, quarter number three. And a push foul. Now it's going to be on Haverford. It's going to be on Guilfoyle. That'll be Connor's. See on Connor, that is number one on him.
Okay.
14 fouls on the Fords, just two on Upper Darby. 30 seconds to go now. Left wing corner, May Crattle. Upper Darby with the ball, trailing by two. 23-21, May Crattle. Top of the key, McFall. 20 seconds to go. Right of the key, Trent. Trent dribbles top of the key. 12 seconds to go. Third quarter. Stopping, popping. Yes, we are tied. The jumper is good by Nazir Gordon, another sophomore. 3 seconds to go in the third quarter. Donaghy at the buzzer. No good. Hit the back of the rim. We're ready for a rip-roaring third quarter. Fasten those seatbelts, ladies and gentlemen. Boys basketball, Upper Darby 23, Haverford 23. You're listening to Boys Basketball. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area.
I don't know what that was all about.
Berman's Medical Supplies. I know that place pretty
well.
Yeah,
pretty well indeed.
One of our great sponsors, signature sponsor for DelcoHoops.com. And again, the big thing is the urological catheters when you need them. That is a huge thing because I work in the warehouse over there along with helping out Berman's Pharmacy on delivery. All right. We get ready for the third quarter. Check that fourth quarter here, Mike. Tied at 23, Upper Darby and Haverford. Both teams you would expect to play the same way?
Absolutely. I think that they picked up the aggressiveness. They're taking more shots. That's the important thing. Don't, you know, if you can't get into the center, into the key, then drive the best you can, take the shot, because you're not going to get it passing around.
Haverford has the ball to begin the fourth quarter. The final 8 minutes of regulation in a very quick ball game. Well played. Fouls to a minimum. Donaghy left of the key. Donaghy then looking down low. Now outside three ball. Skims the rim. No good. Follow is up and good. A rare. Haven't seen much of that.
Nope.
A putback. That is by Pat Corbett, the senior. And Haverford by two. Upper Darby back. Left to right. Right of the key, McFall. McFall top of the key. The jumper. Good!
Ooh, beautiful shot.
Unlimited potential right there. Anthony McFall. So we are tied at 25 again. Donaghy back against the trap. Haverford, left of the key. Very smart, you can just tell. He uses that football experience on the basketball courts. Donaghy has it from Matt Corbett. Back to Matt Corbett, right wing. Cross-court pass. Now Donaghy, left of the key. Oh, he was looking down low in the block for Pat Corbett. Knocked away. Upper Darby with the steal. 6:43 to go in the fourth quarter. They bring it out high to Trent. Trent, left of the key to McFall. Left side, May Crattle. Crattle, he's open for three. Created that shot, and he drains it. And the Upper Darby crowd loving it here in the house at Haverford and the younger gymnasium. 9 points for senior Jawan May Crattle. 3-point lead for the Royals of Upper Darby. If Tina Fey's listening, she got to be happy about her alma mater. Here's a foul line jumper, back of the rim, Guilfoyle. No good. Rebound again to McFall of Upper Darby with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. McFall, top of the key, right of the key, Gordon. Top of the key, May Crattle, slows it up between the circles. Left of the key, Trent. They weave the ball around very well, Upper Darby, forcing the shot, and he hit it anyway. Gordon. Nazir has 4 points. It's up to 5 points, and a timeout called by Coach Keith Heinrichs. And Haverford, 30-second break. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter, 30-25, Upper Darby over Haverford, DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Another barn burner on DelcoHoops.com.
Yeah, it's a low score, but it's a good game. You know, it's funny. Most games, you know, start out really at a pace and then slow down as the guys get exhausted and start to get a little more careful. This seems to be just the reverse. We kind of dragged ourselves through. It was a very fast-moving first half, but not a lot of action other than throwing balls around. Now everybody's rushing up and down the court trying to get those shots in, and Upper Darby is suddenly hot. Boy, they're dropping them from everywhere.
Three balls in the game for Jawan May Crattle. Two in the second quarter, one here in the fourth, and Haverford now down by 5, 30-25. Token backcourt pressure by the Royals. The Fords have the ball. Pat Corbett across the timeline. They're in a 2-1-2 zone. And it's been causing Haverford some issues here. They're going to have to hit shots from the outside. Guilfoyle, a little bit impatient, looking underneath for his man, but it was last touched by Upper Darby. Haverford ball, 5:27 to go, fourth quarter. On the end line, Donaghy to inbound. Guilfoyle, far wing, right of the key to Pat Corbett. Donaghy, right wing corner for three. Too strong, an air ball and another rebound. He gets credit for that. Is Anthony McFall.
Yep, that's 7 rebounds.
Nice ball player. He's only a sophomore. Jalen Trent, who has the ball now, sophomore. This is the senior, and he's red hot. And he hits another one. Unbelievable. Jawan May Crattle, 4 threes. The lead is up to 8 points for Upper Darby.
Biggest in the game by far.
Here's a wide open three. He takes it, misses it. Is Corbett, Pat Corbett. Rebound, Upper Darby, and a reach and foul on Guilfoyle. Tough football player is Connor, but he committed a foul right there. That'll be his second.
That should have been a jump ball. They waited, I think, a little too long for that.
Hard to say. Well, I'm good friends with one of the refs, so I got to be nice to Mr. Bacon out there. Chester High grad, 79. All right, so here we go. Upper Darby with the ball. 4:41 to go, and they shouldn't really be in any rush. They have an 8-point lead now, 33-25. We were tied at 23 after three quarters. Ah, it's a forced shot. You don't want to do that. That's McFall, and the rebound is taken. It's no good, and the rebound is taken by Upper Darby. They come back looking for Donaghy, but in the lane now to Farrell. Farrell out high, Donaghy right wing. Cross-court pass, driving is Guilfoyle, loses the ball, picks it back up. What are they going to call? That's going to be a travel, I do believe, or an offensive foul. Offensive foul on Guilfoyle. Number three on Connor, 4:14 to go.
It's heating up. Good.
You're Upper Darby. You're on the road, 8-point lead, and you want to try to, and I'm sure Coach Miller wants, it's going to be interesting to see, patience.
Oh, yeah.
Don't force anything.
The last shot that McFall took, you could hear the coach yelling at him, no.
I missed that. Yeah. So, and now you're getting a little bit too fancy out there now, Upper Darby. Driving to the, he's wide open. You might as well take that shot. He misses it. That is Gordon, rebound. And they throw the ball away. Haverford had a man wide open on the left wing. Turnover. And it's really unfortunate that they're well coached, both these teams. And it's got to be a little bit frustrating. But it is what it is. And, you know, it's a tough league. And Haverford only has 4 wins this year. And hopefully they'll get a few more as the year goes on. We're running out of year, though.
Season running out of year, and he's running out of time tonight.
Yeah, 3:42 to go in the fourth quarter. Upper Darby with the ball. Well, he's so hot, he said, why not? But he misses it that time.
Ooh.
May Crattle, offensive rebound to
Jordan.
Gordon. And now between the circles, out high to Butler. And he's going to be fouled out high. So that'll be team foul number, might be number 7 on Haverford. It's on Matt Corbett, number two on him. So at the line for Upper Darby with an 8-point lead and shooting 1-1. So free throws right here, and they got this baby in the bag, but they miss it. And the rebound to Haverford. So they got to start hitting some threes here, the Fords, with only 3:20 to go. And Upper Darby only 2 fouls. Unbelievable. Shot no good in the lane. Donaghy, Upper Darby with the ball back. Hold on to that rock and make Haverford foul you, and then try to make your foul shots to put this baby away. There's a push, nothing called. 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. This is McFall, way out high now to Butler at the far, the old hash mark. He's at the near side hash, that's way out high, near side. And I think a palming violation or a timeout. It's a 5-second call. So 5-second call. But again, that's youth. All these 10th graders in the game for Upper Darby. 2:50 to go. Not over yet, but the Fords of Haverford got to start scoring in a hurry right here. Down by 8 points. And he's going to take it. He hits it from the right wing corner with the left hand. Mac Tillman with 2:39 to go. That is just a second three ball of the night for Haverford.
And we get a timeout.
Yes. We'll take a 30-second break. 33-28. Upper Darby. DelcoHoops.com.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, Ralph Lawler, a legend back in the day in Philly. With the good old days when we were winning world championships. 70s, 2 Stanley Cups.
Philadelphia had a world championship?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Uh-huh. As recent as 2008 with the Phillies. How do you like that?
I remember those.
Thank goodness for that. But yeah, you were in California, I guess. I don't know what years.
No, not 84 I came out here.
Oh, you came back in 84.
Yeah.
So you were gone.
Well, I was a kid when I moved out.
Well, you, no wonder.
My parents had sent us to camp for a month. When we came back, they had moved, but we found them.
So you're back.
That's right.
They
were disappointed.
Quite
some
time. That's all right, though. A lot of people know you. And 2:30 to go. We're in the fourth quarter. Boys hoops. Upper Darby with the ball. 5-point lead. And they're going to want to hold it out high. They have a man wide open, goes to the basket, up, no, but a foul. Good play right there, Coach Miller's team. So Jason Graham will go to the line shooting 2. It is on Farrell, his first 5-point lead. So Upper Darby will get 2 free throws right here. They got to make him to put this game away. Free throw is good by Graham. So he'll get another. The Royals of Upper Darby, 6 wins, 9 losses. This will be a huge. This could turn their season around right here.
Ooh.
If they can win. They missed the shot. There's Big Tillman, the rebound. Football player, gotta be
his first rebound.
So Haverford comes back. They're down by 6. Tillman, right wing corner, 3 again. He drains it. Unbelievable. He doesn't look like a three-point shooter, but he has drained 2 now from the right wing corner. Mack has 6 in the quarter. The lead is down to 3. Upper Darby passes knocked away and taken by Tillman. He is the man here for the Fords. Upper Darby, the turnover. And you don't want a foul. I thought, timeout. Okay, it was a time. Your Upper Darby 3-point lead. So timeout called by the Royals. Wow, 1:43 to go. Fourth quarter, Haverford with the ball. They're now only down by 3 points. 30-second break, Mike. And you're listening to DelcoHoops.com. We'll be back.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Two big 3 balls. With the left hand from the right wing corner by Mack Tillman. Haverford is back in this game. Trailing now 34-31 to Upper Darby. The Fords have the ball. We have 1.5 to go. So they should not be in any hurry at all. Haverford, Tillman, they better stay on him and they send the long arm boy out him. Top of the key, Guilfoyle. Left side, Donaghy. Donaghy looks to drive off the glass for 2.
And a foul? No.
Timeout.
Okay.
Donaghy, 12 in the game. Another 30-second break. 1:19 to go. Fourth quarter, 34-33. A 1-point lead for Upper Darby over Haverford. Boys Hoops on DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158...
All right, we're back to the action here. Upper Darby with the ball. Fourth quarter, 1:15 to go. In it, and they only have a 1-point lead. Haverford was down by as many as 8, seems like a minute or so ago. That could have been an offensive foul. They don't call it. Upper Darby slowing it up, and they're hoping to get fouled here. They got to make foul shots. We got a ball game. Another barn burner down to the wire, like our last
3.
It's our last 3, yeah. Going to the basket, losing it up the off the glass for 2. Butler, a big hoop there for the Royals. The sophomore has 4, 36-33. Upper Darby on the road here at Haverford. Down low, Guilfoyle turns, fires. Connor just one of those nights, misses the shot. The rebound, McFall. Now they got a foul 28 seconds ago. Frustration on Connor. And going to the line, shooting, still 1-1, will be Troy Butler.
You know, you're everybody's going to read what the score was, but I'll tell you, the hero for Upper Darby tonight is Anthony McFall, number 23. 8 rebounds, by far and away any player on the court. He has been saving and getting that ball back for Upper Darby all night long.
And he's got very long arms, and they put him on the 3-point shooter who's been hot here in the fourth quarter, Mack Tillman. Shut him down the last possession. Foul shots, 1-1. They win and lose games. Free throw is good. By Butler. He has 5 points, a lead back to 4. Now, another advantage for Upper Darby, they only have 3 team fouls. They have 3 fouls they can use. They could be all over you defensively. Up again. In and out. There's McFall, the offensive rebound. He lost. Wow. McFall got in there.
Yeah.
Outworked his man underneath the basket in the trenches, knocked it off of him. And, oh, my goodness, it stays with Upper Darby. 26.6 seconds to go. Into McPhail. McPhail brings it out high. This team, it got better as the game has gone on here, these sophomores. Upper Darby a little shorthanded. There's a foul reaching by Donaghy out high. So, again, this will be two shots. 10 team fouls now on Haverford. It'll be two free throws. Takes a little bit of pressure off the young man. So this is Butler. 4-point lead. 18.5 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Upper Darby with that advantage. If he makes both, it'll be back to six. Up, around the rim and in. So Troy Butler, four in the quarter. No matter what happens, it's still going to be a two-possession game. Up. He's got it.
Nice shooting.
Timeout. Bob Miller and Upper Darby. So they look like they're in control. We'll see what happens. 30-second break. 18.5 seconds to go. We're at the Younger Gymnasium. We're in the fourth quarter. 39-33. 6-point lead. Upper Darby over Haverford. DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
18.5 seconds go, fourth quarter. 6-point bulge here for Upper Darby. Haverford has the ball. Haverford trying to get that fifth win of the year. It's going to be tough now. Upper Darby trying to improve to 7-9 here at the Stephen Younger Gymnasium in Haverford, home of the Fords. Legendary coach in the 50s, 60s, 70s. For Haverford, won a state championship back in 1958. Runner-ups in 70. Here comes Donaghy back. Donaghy across the timeline. Good defense. So forces up a three. It is partially blocked. And Upper Darby is going to come back, and they're going to pull out this victory here. 5 seconds to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. What a big, big road win for Coach Miller and Upper Darby as the Royals have the ball. The Fords are just a valiant effort there, Mike.
Yep. Well, they had the lead for a while, and they just lost it. Upper Darby just got much hotter towards the end of the game.
And that is going to be it. Huge win for Coach Miller. He's been around a long time. Such a young team. The final score is Upper Darby, 39, and Haverford, 33. We'll be back with the postgame show following these messages. Boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. The postgame show, your final score, boys basketball, Upper Darby 39, Haverford 33. Another game down to the wire. Both teams not the best records in the world, but Mike, what a hard-fought battle here tonight. Upper Darby improves to 7-9. They still have a chance for the playoffs. Haverford falls to 4-13.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's just going to be one of those years for Haverford. you know, the kids that are going to stay with the team, obviously, for next year will learn, and they'll look for a better showing of it next year. Hey, look, you know, Strathaven had 2, 3, 4 bad years. They're on top of the heap now. So, you know, those kids played together for 3 years. So anything's possible, and that's what makes it cool. You know, the kids could have a bad year, but there's always next year. And you know, basketball, that's what happens. Suddenly people get a little better, and they're on top of the heap.
Oh, Mike, thank you very much. Can I run down the scoring real quick?
Sure,
here? 39 total points for Upper Darby, the Royals. Jawan May Crattle with 12, two big three balls in the fourth quarter. Raquan West, a sophomore, with 4. Troy Butler, a sophomore, with 7. Khalil Henry, a senior, with 2. Jason Graham, a senior, with 1. Anthony McFall, he's a sophomore, 6 points, but how about
eight rebounds.
Wow, 8 boards for Anthony. 4 points for Nazir Gordon, 3 for Jason Dunn the second, a total of 39 for winning Upper Darby. For Haverford, 2 points for Matt Corbett, 3 for Matt McMahon, and 12 points big day for senior Jack Donaghy. In a you know, they fall a little short here tonight, Haverford. 7 points for Mac Tillman, and he looked a football player, but he came in and hit 2 big trays in the fourth quarter.
Stole a pass. Did very well.
Yes, but just Haverford just falling a little short. 4 points for Jamie Gillen, the senior. 3 for Pat Corbett, the senior. And Jack Farrell off the bench, junior, with 2. Again, the final score, Upper Darby 39 and Haverford 33. Central League boys basketball. A tremendous game here tonight. Mike, thank you very much. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks to all of our great sponsors. Again, Upper Darby wins on DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.